Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plagans, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. Riding high after a big come-from-behind win over the Capitals on Tuesday, the Panthers will look to maintain that momentum when they host the Buffalo Sabres tonight at FLA Live Arena. Following this morning's skate, Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette said the buzz in the building was still palpable.
Yeah, I actually felt like it a little bit. You know, I think I felt it today and in the morning skate here a little bit. So hopefully we can kind of capture that and make sure we bring it for the start of the game, not just for the third period.
Trailing 4-1, heading into the third period against Washington, Ryan Lomberg, Etulu Ostarinen, and Sam Bennett all lit the lamp before Sam Reinhart scored on the power play with just 14.4 seconds left in regulation to lock in the 5-4 win for the Panthers. Improving to 15-4-3 and ending a two-game skid with the win, the Cats had only ever erased a three-goal deficit in the third period to win a game three other times in their history. With the Panthers winning 5 of the last 7 games overall, defenseman Brandon Montour said comebacks like that show just how good the team is when they're on.
Yeah, I think, you know, we get away from our game, you see what happens. So, you know, when we have the strength, you know, as we do, we poured it on in the third, and, you know, that's what changes the game. So I know we know we need to be better. That third period was a good starting point. We just got to keep that.
For Montour and Reinhart, tonight's matchup will also mean a little bit more. Facing off against their old team for the first time, Montour suited up with the Sabres for 3 seasons, while Reinhart, who was originally drafted by Buffalo with the 2nd overall pick in 2014, spent the first 7 seasons of his career in a Sabres sweater. From 2014-15 to 2020-21, Reinhart tallied 295 points over 454 games with Buffalo. Seeing his old friends for the first time, Reinhart, who was traded to the Panthers in the offseason, said he's looking forward to the challenge.
Pretty excited. You know, obviously was there quite a long time, and it's the only place I'd known. So, you know, a lot of friendships, you know, have kept going, even though I'm in a new organization, and you know, those go a lot further than on the ice. You know, with all the staff they have there, all great guys. And, you know, it's just been nice being able to catch up the last couple of days.
With both Montour and Reinhart playing prominent roles, the Panthers currently rank 3rd in the league on offense, averaging 3.73 goals per game. Jonathan Huberdeau leads the team with 23 points on 7 goals and 16 assists, while Aaron Ekblad sits 2nd with 20 on 6 goals and 14 assists. Against Washington, Huberdeau and Ekblad each dished out 3 assists. During this morning's skate, here's what the lineup looked like for Florida. At forward, Sam Bennett centering Jonathan Huberdeau and Carter Verhaeghe. Anton Lundell centering Maxime Mammon and Sam Reinhart. Joe Thornton in the middle with Frank Vatrano on the left and Owen Tippett on the right. And Etulu Ostarinen centering Ryan Lomberg and Patrick Hornquist. Defensively, Mackenzie Weegar with Aaron Ekblad. Matt Kierstead with Radko Gudas. And Lucas Carlson with Brandon Montour. Returning to the crease, Sergei Bobrovsky will start against the Sabres after making 23 saves against the Capitals. The first goaltender in Panthers history to win each of his first 8 decisions at home to start the season, the 2-time Vezina Trophy winner is 8-0-0 with a 2.02 goals against average and a .939 save percentage at FLA Live Arena. Across the ice, the Sabres, who sit at 8-11-3 on the season, have lost 6 of their last 7 games and enter tonight's matchup fresh off a 7-4 loss against the Kraken on Monday. Against Seattle, Jeff Skinner scored a pair of goals, Brett Murray and Dylan Cousins also touched twine, and Dustin Tokarski surrendered 6 goals on 31 shots between the pipes. Tage Thompson leads Buffalo in goals with 10 and points with 16, and has scored 5 goals over his last 6 games. Behind him on the team's scoring leaderboard, 4 players have recorded at least 14 points. Skinner with 15, Kyle Aposo with 15, Victor Olofsson with 14, and Rasmus Dahlin with 14. Yet to announce a starting goaltender, the Sabres could go back to Tokarski tonight in Sunrise, as he's gotten the nod in each of the last 3 games. In 14 appearances this season, he's posted a 4-5-3 record with a 3.28 goals against average and a .903 save percentage. Even though they're riding high after a big win, Reinhart said the slate has been wiped clean for the Panthers heading into another important matchup on home ice tonight.
It's a brand new day for sure. You know, I think it's a bit of assurance of the way we want to play and the way we're going to have success as a group in this league.
As a reminder, it's another Thirsty Thursday at FLA Live Arena, which means fans can purchase and enjoy discounted Yingling, Yingling Flight, Corona, and other domestic products at all concession stands. If you can't make it to the arena for tonight's battle with Buffalo, the game will be broadcast on Bally Sports Florida or ESPN Plus if you're out of the region. As always, you can also catch all the action on the Bally Sports app or listen to play-by-play on 560 WQAM and across the Panthers radio network. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.